Pichu here. Through all the things I have been going through lately, it has shown a testament that narratives are powerful. The darker and more conflicted things are, the more the transformative power and magic of these principles is made clear. Although I have been doing a Dragon Magics course, my principal deity and focus is Nayarski at the god of fairy dragonette kind, and I am another kin fairy dragonette, which is very much an RPG adventure advancing in this world. Although my vocabulary to such terms is limited, it would example the inverse duality of escapism in terms of empowering fantasy that promotes self-efficacy and personal growth, to which I guess may be something between the lines of the power of a narrative and spiritualism. I view life like being an RPG adventurer, yet it is empowering and moves me forward. I guess within realism, a lot of things that were taken by Dungeons and Dragons originated in spiritualism and mythology of ancient cultures, just as RPG adventurers is a metaphor of pretty much anybody advancing in this world. I almost find myself saying that Dungeons and Dragons may echo a Greek religion of being an adventurer leveling up to climb that Mount Olympus, and its stories monomyths reflective of the overcomplex stories of ancient religions as well. If Carl Jung is right, perhaps over time things rediscover themselves, and being the RPG adventurer that advances leveling up to climb that Mount Olympus might be the hidden very core of Greek religion. If you get real, Dungeon and Dragon strongly reflects ancient religions, and such might be hardly surprising it turns such a key sword alight the magic of ancient worlds factually reawakening. It makes sense things like Final Fantasy and Dungeons and Dragons felt so spiritual to me because 9/10 of such things was taken directly from ancient cultures and mythology. In fact, throughout most of human history, storytelling was factually spiritual. My life examples the worldview and narrative of being like an RPG adventurer is very powerful, and perhaps some of the wonders of ancient worlds examples the transformative power of such visions too. Taking the Dragon Magics course using adversarial water dragon energy has been very powerful to getting me through my current struggles. What I mean by adversarial is you got fluff, which is like escapism, and you got adversarial, which gives direct and pragmatic changes that need to take place within your life to be moving forwards. Something odd is that futurism might be ancient worlds awakening as the hearts of millions chaos magic and rediscover the mythology and principle of what had birthing discovered such things to begin with, which might be a very Jungian statement. Narratives are quite strong, and if you're seated in the deepest underworlds as you see the landscape shift so dramatically, you surely notice the power and magic of it. Monotheism is just an unintelligent way to look at life as the objective. Landscape is many forces, systems and energies and diverse peoples working at once. It's not a vision of Boolean logic as much as a reflection of factually higher lenses of spiral dynamics of world working in varying groups and systems that suddenly work with synergy. What aligns me to Nayarski at the fairy dragonette, the outcast of the Seelie Courts, is the dirt of my own weakness and shortcomings. Simply, the closer you get to the light casts a shadow, and from the dirt of that grows the flowers of your higher archetypes as your folly and weakness contrast the lens of your ambition to make 3D vision in who you are as a person. These pantheons of figures in past worlds, in the sense I mean of it, would been common trends and stories among lives of those who aligned to such things. Sorta like how Nayarski at the fairy dragonette is not uncommonly seen with the god of leprechauns, the storyteller that echoes a tendency of the sort of places and people I am often seen around being this impaired person who talks to stuffed animals. Culture needs to take control of their own narratives, and perhaps in the past, when people read books more, this could been a stronger quality to people more than what is seen these days. Reflecting on this, I just ordered my dad a book to bring the nursing home he is now in, to which to read those swords and sorcery books he likes might be something different. I am doing this because he not only likes such books, it might help him shift narratives by the power of such book storytelling. And I think that is what the world needs more, and in such a vision that to read books might be taking control of your life, as to be reading is to step away from cultural paradigms, and in such may not be escapism as much as expanded vocabulary is real, as the power narratives have to transform our lives.